Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Ignition. And this is week four of our June Ladies Month, and we will be joined by rising ARCA star Natalie Decker. We're also going to hear from James Forrest from VP Racing Fuels, Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway, plus a little more from our friend Andy at Ignition, right after a few words from our sponsors.
One motorcycle captured the imagination like no other. It changed the concept of what riding can be. And now, it's ready to do it all over again. Introducing the entirely new 2018 Honda Goldwing and Goldwing Tour. Redesigned from the road up, the new Goldwing is nearly 90 pounds lighter than before. It features an all-new engine, the industry's first 7-speed automatic dual-clutch transmission, and a whole lot more. So head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin and see the 2018 Honda Goldwing for yourself. USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
International steel erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISC is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISC also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you're looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISC is the place to be.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experienced, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Ignition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Ignition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Let me tell you, I saw it again. Flagrant meat abuse. A beautiful pork loin cooked to look like it should be in a magazine, but the sauce, artificial stuff that looked like barbecue sauce, it was meat abuse. Pick up some of my exclusive Iowa-born Cookies barbecue sauce. It's the real deal. Cookies barbecue sauce has been the same special recipe since 1976. Smart cookies who know how to treat meat use Cookies award-winning barbecue sauces and seasonings. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by ARCA star Natalie Decker. And Natalie, growing up in Eagle River, Wisconsin, I opened up the season with IndyCar and Pikes Peak legend Bobby Unser. And back in the late 60s, Chaparral Snowmobiles, their goal was to get to Eagle River and win that race, the mecca of snowmobile racing in this region. Did you spend a lot of time with snowmobiles when you were young?
Thank you for having me, and yes, I did. I grew up around the World Championship Snowmobile Derby. My dad owns that track, and that's kind of how I got the start for the love of racing, I think.
And those sleds are amazing. They are custom-built sleds, and they really fly. That's an amazing race to watch on TV. I've never been there live, but they are fast.
They are. Those guys who race those sleds, they're crazy.
Last Sunday was Father's Day. What has your dad, Chuck, meant to you and your racing career?
My dad is everything in my career. How I got started, how I got the love for racing, and how I got started in racing was we were on our way home from a business trip, because my dad owns the World Championship Snowmobile Derby. We were on our way home from a business trip, and we stopped at a go-kart track on our way home, and that's how I got more interested into go-kart racing and into NASCAR. And I remember growing up every Sunday watching on TV the race with my dad. When I was 14, My first NASCAR race was at Martinsville. He took me there for spring break and all my friends. I had, like, two friends, so he had, like, three girls with him that he took all to this NASCAR race. My dad has been, like, my hero and everything in racing.
You mentioned you got your start in karts at a very early age. Where was the nearest kart track, and did they have multiple divisions so you could move up?
Yeah, the nearest track to us was Shawano, Wisconsin, and that's where I had my first couple go-kart races, and that's kind of how I got my start into racing. And they had a bunch of classes there. They had an oval track and a road course, and a bunch of classes raced there.
What is your most memorable times in a kart that you take away from that part of your life?
The most memorable part about go-kart racing was that I did it with my family and my cousins and their parents, my aunt and uncle, and then my parents, my brother and I. We all four raced go-karts together, and the whole summer we would travel every weekend all around the United States racing go-karts together, and just being with my family, traveling to all these tracks and making all those friends I made growing up racing go-karts, I still talk to a lot of them.
Natalie, you became the first female in history to score a podium finish in ARCA Midwest Touring Series history. What do you remember about that race?
I remember we were really fast. We were so fast. That was in Norway, Michigan. And I actually started third and finished third or something. I started in the top three. And we had a tire, like, kind of not going down, but, like, part of my fender was cutting into my tire. And I just remember, like, I was like, I need to get, like, a top three because, like, we were running in top three all day, and I was trying so hard. And if that didn't happen, who knows, maybe we could have even made more history. But that was a really fun day.
Natalie, one thing I've noticed about you, you seem to have a very good awareness for what the car is doing and how it feels. Are you able to communicate that very well with your crew chief?
Well, with racing, I've been racing cars since I was 12 years old. And I grew up with my father, who also raced dirt cars and snowmobiles and everything and anything. So ever since I started racing, my dad was always trying to teach me what the car was doing and the right terms to use to explain it. And I would say that with the crew chief I have now, that we have good communication how to explain what the car is doing.
In 2018, you are running a full-time ARCA schedule. How did that partnership form, and who do you have on board for sponsors, because you have some good ones?
Yes, well, it started out kind of last year with N29 Capital Partners. We were talking with them. Last year, it was kind of funny. So we actually invited him to a meeting to ask him for advice on a plan we had, which was to race in the ARCA series, and we wanted his advice on the goal and what sponsors we should talk to and how we should go about it. And then he ended up wanting to be a part of it, and you know, it's just been amazing. So he wanted to be a part of it, and then we did three races with him, and last year three races then turned into seven races, and now we're doing the full season this year. And we also have Yamaha on board. They came on board this year, too. And all my sponsors, they're like a part of my family now. Like, we go out to, with Yamaha, we go out to dinner with them a lot. And I swear, like, they're a part of my family. Him and his wife come to all my races, and they don't miss one. And we hang out, and I swear they're a part of my family now.
Natalie, we get out to a lot of tracks every single season, sometimes 23, 25, 28 tracks in a season. And every time I run into young girls in our area that are racing karts, they're racing mini mods, they're racing wing micros, when I mention the name Natalie Decker, they just light up. You are a real role model for these kids in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, and all over the country.
That makes me so happy because that is one of my biggest goals, is to just not even just show young girls, but all young kids that they can go and do what they want and make their dreams come true.
Daytona, wow. That race really proved to me how tough of a driver you are. You sat on the pole, which was an awesome accomplishment, avoided the wreck-filled race, and you finished fifth. And without the aid of your cool suit being hooked up by your crew, which put you in the medical facility following the race, how tough was that whole experience from start to finish?
That whole race was amazing, starting me off with qualifying and getting the pole, and then we had a great race and overcame a lot of stuff that was happening in that race. So getting a top five finish was amazing.
A couple years ago, I had announcer Ned Jarrett on the show, and he said Daytona. What an experience. Back when he was racing, he was on bias ply tires, and he said we were going way too fast for what those cars were built for. Tell the fans going around Daytona, what is that like down the straightaways and coming into the corner carrying that much speed?
I grew up short track racing, so going to a place like Daytona and going that fast and in the draft, it's just unexplainable how fun it was. I fell in love with plate racing and super speedways as soon as, actually the first time I was on a super speedway was actually Talladega. So that's when I first like fell in love with that. I was like, I know I'm going to love this. And I couldn't wait to go to Daytona and race and then back to Talladega and do the race there.
On April 27th, the Talladega crash. What a right-hand side impact. What all happened there?
So we were coming out of turn two, and my motor shut off. So I tried to pull out of the draft, and another car was already pulling out of the draft to go around me, and I just got left rear. So there was really nothing we could do about that.
Following that crash, you needed surgery for an abdominal tear. Is that a direct cause of that heavy impact with that wall? Because when you see the in-car camera and how hard you slapped that wall, that was a huge impact.
I think I was born with a hernia, but it wasn't noticeable. It was just slightly there. And then the Talladega wreck is what really ripped the hernia open and made it painful for me. So that's what the doctors think, but they don't know for sure.
How has the recovery gone? Because it seems like you're very tough and nothing's going to hold you down for very long.
The recovery, it went very well. I think it went the best it could go. After 4 or 5 days, I was feeling great. We were going to Pocono, but I didn't get cleared by the doctors to race, but I couldn't start the race and take the green flag on pit road. And then Brennan Poole got in my car and finished the race for me.
Now, you are not the only female in the ARCA Racing Series this season. Does that help having somebody else out there?
It's really cool to have other females racing in the ARCA Series, and they're actually both my teammates. Leilani and Tony both race with Venturini Motorsports and are my teammates. So it's really cool going to the racetrack with a girl teammate and racing together.
You were recently to the Michigan Speedway. What was that experience like going back to the Midwest?
Yeah, we were recently at Michigan. I really enjoyed that track. And then we also were just in Wisconsin. We just got done with Madison, and we finished sixth there. And that was really cool being back in my home state.
Area race fans can see the ARCA Series at Elko Speedway Saturday, July 14th. How much fun is it going to be to come back? Because basically you're racing in front of your home fans there too.
Yeah, and I really enjoy Elko Speedway. I've raced there a few times in my super late, and it's a beautiful racetrack, so I'm excited to go there too.
One thing they also do a great job of at Elko Speedway is allowing access to the drivers for the fans, either meeting them on the concourse or being able to come down in the pits. And I know there'll be a lot of young fans looking forward to getting a picture with you.
Yeah, it's really cool that they do that there, and I'm excited to see all my fans out there.
Is your main goal for the 2018 season to go after the Rookie of the Year honors?
Yeah, that is the main goal. And then our other goals at each track are finishing in the top 10 and top 5 and having good finishes and just staying consistent.
Do you currently feel that you're on track to achieve that?
We had a lot of bad luck starting Talladega, but Madison, it seemed like it started to turn around. So we're going to Gateway this weekend. I'm excited to go to Gateway and keep the good luck going.
Natalie, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. And we are looking forward to having you at Elko Speedway on Saturday, July 14th. And hopefully you can come away with a checkered flag or a top 5.
Thank you so much.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Napa Know-How.
Your broken AC may not be broken. It may just need a recharge with the Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Just $39.99 plus an additional $15 prepaid Visa card by mail. Just pull the trigger and brr. The Avalanche AC Recharge Kit. Now $39.99 plus $15 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 6/30/18.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind, winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars. Midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has a lifetime warranty on the structure of the door. Yes, we have that much faith and experience in the quality of the doors. So, what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by James Forrest from BP Racing Fuels. And James, over the winter months watching MAV TV, it was so cool seeing all the great racing events BP Fuels supports and are involved in, especially the indoor late model event at St. Louis. As a fan, I want to say thank you, and it must be really cool to help bring those events to the fans.
Oh, absolutely. And as the title sponsor for Gateway Dirt Nationals, that was absolutely incredible. That was the largest indoor stock car race in the last 34 years. The crowd loved it. The racers loved it. It was a fifth-mile oval right on the floor of the Edward Jones Dome, and it was pretty amazing, I got to tell you.
VP Products. The founder of VP Fuels was a race driver himself that was unhappy with the products that were available to him in the early 70s. So like any good racer out there, you figure out a better solution.
Yeah, Steve Burns, the founder of our company. You know, great story there. VP Racing Fuels was an invention of necessity to him. He virtually had to figure out a way to go faster, which I think every race car driver out there wants to know that answer to that question, you know. So, I mean, he came up with some fuels and testing and worked and worked and worked and actually had studied out at the Library of Congress and taught himself. Just an amazing guy, and an amazing story.
Some of VP Fuels' early customers were unknown drag racers by the name of Bob Glidden and Warren Johnson. Now, those are some pretty good guys to be testing your stuff.
Those were some great guys. Actually, it's funny you should bring up Warren Johnson. He was our first paying customer. That was the first guy who actually bought our fuel was Warren Johnson. But yeah, Steve Burns, again, the founder of VP Race Fuels, went to Warren and Bob Glidden and asked him, please, you know, help me test this fuel. I need for you to give me the feedback here so that, you know, we can build something and make our racing better. And that's, again, how it all started, yeah.
Then VP Racing Fuels expanded into the motorcycle market, and since that time, the fuels have hundreds of championships. You also sell products in very easy-to-use containers to prevent contamination, because we all know dirt tracks are dust.
Yeah, yeah. When we went into the motorcycle market, again, it was the same concept as how we started off in drag racing and then moving into the dirt track markets, you know. We wanted two-stroke, unleaded two and four, leaded four, and we came up with various different fuels, basically on the good, better, best lines. And right now, some of our top line fuels, our MR12 and Pro 6, these are being used right now by AMA Pro Racing Series, Best in the Desert with AFM, NMA, Score. So, yeah. And as far as the easy pour things, it just made good sense when we were putting these 5-gallon pails together to do an easy spout, an easy pour, you know. And then we also have a nozzle that goes on the end of that makes it a little bit easier to work with as well. So, yeah.
Let's start talking about some of your great product lines. Racing fuels and lubricants, what does VP provide for your clients as well as small engine fuels and lubricants?
Well, along with our core business of race fuel, VP has come out with a full line of consumer products as well, SEF, the small engine fuels. These fuels are designed to keep small engines running that don't consistently run because of the problems that ethanol creates to the fuel systems. So whether you're running a pre-mixed system or whether you're running straight four cycle, we have that fuel that's ethanol free, 94 octane, which the small engines love that number, keeps them running cooler, keeps them running longer, and there's no problems because of the ethanol based issues. We also have a full line of fuel additives. We call that mattatives. We have fuel stabilizers, systems cleaners, power boosts, octanium and cetanium, both for octane enhancers and cetane enhancers. We have a diesel all-in-one that's great to treat diesel that guys have problems with gelling and need a little extra number on that cetane. Great product. We have power wash, which we used to call a moto wash, and basically it's for cleaning bikes, quads, just about anything that you're going to go out there and get dirty with, you know. So it's a great product. We've had it for years. And then we have our lubricants, which we have a full line of consumer lubricants from two-cycle oils to four-cycle 30-weight small engine oils, bar and chain oils, hydraulic oils, and all these are a high-grade synthetic oil. But we also have recently come out with some great race lubricants. And they're starting to hit our markets right now. We're getting some excellent feedback on them. So I think the racers are going to be really happy with some of these products. And along with that, naturally we do our race fuel containers, our 5-gallon race fuel containers. And if you need to get some really cool gear, go to vpracingfuels.com, click on your apparel website, and get you a nice t-shirt and a hat to go with you for the weekend.
RC Hobby Fuels. Many guys enjoy playing around with some really sophisticated toys, and they require some very high-grade fuel.
You know, I was surprised of how high-grade that fuel really is. When we took over the RC PowerMaster name. There are so many different ones. There's 20% nitro, 30, 40, 50, 60. I mean, so many different variables there that we really had to work on that market. And now we've got two world champion guys that are signed up with us right now that run our RC fuel. So pretty cool stuff there.
VP Racing Fuel has become the official fuel of choice for many sanctioning bodies throughout the country because of your quality and reliability.
Yeah. VP, over the last 40 years, has been the most consistent race fuel on the planet. And we have always prided ourselves in that. We want the racers to know that we are going to do our very best to provide you with whatever race fuel that you need for whatever application, and consistently it will be the same. And I think we do that for the fans as well. We want everybody to enjoy the show as well as have fun if they're participating.
A cool little VP side story. VP Fuels provided the horsepower for the first ever monster truck front flip.
Yeah, Lee O'Donnell. That was pretty amazing in Las Vegas at the World Challenge there. You can actually go to the VP site, vpracingfuels.com, and pull that up, and it will show you that. And like I said earlier, you can go to that site as well and look for anything. So if you're concerned about a fuel that you may be running or something that you'd like to look at or a consumer product that you have a question about, go to my site at vpracingfuels.com, and you can get all your answers right there, or you can call your local distributor.
VP Fuels are driven to be competitive. Many VP employees are former racers that have hands-on product knowledge to pass on to the customers.
Absolutely, starting from the top all the way down. I mean, we mentioned Steve Burns earlier, drag racer. My boss is actually a drag racer. He's a radio racer. The West Coast, former West Coast manager, who is now the director of consumer products, was affiliated with the motorcycle market and dirt. He actually participated in the Baja. Our former Georgia manager was a racer. So yeah, we've had a wealth of knowledge poured into a lot of our management staff because they are racers or former racers.
And James, I know you yourself are one of the biggest race fans I know.
Here's the thing. If it smells like race fuel, I'm going to find it. I'm going there. If it smells like VP race fuel, I want to be a part of it.
How can you find out more about VP products and locate an area dealer?
Go to vpracingfuels.com. And no matter where you're at or your location, it will give you our regional offices, whether it's California, Indiana, Delaware, Florida, Georgia. Contact your regional office. And I always say this because they know the dealers out there that will be best to service you as the customer. They will help you. They will guide you. If you have technical questions, you can ask it at that time. They can take care of everything right then and there for you. So I always advise go to your local regional office and they will give you the best service possible.
James, thank you for everything you do to support racing, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me be on here with you, Clayne. Thank you so much, and if you guys ever need anything, give me a holler anytime.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see arrowracingwheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Dale Enterprises are your tile main specialist. Your tiling system is only as good as your tile mains. Design, placement, and proper installation of your mains are key. Don't waste your time, money, and future yield potential on a poorly installed plan. Call Dale Enterprises in Morristown for all your field drainage and excavating needs. 507-685-2148. Dale Enterprises is your tile main specialist.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
Welcome back to a special segment on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Chad Meyer from the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum in Algona, Iowa. And Chad, you always have things going on, and you are going to be announcing at the Northern Sport Mod Nationals at Hancock County Speedway, brought to you by Max Yield. But this weather is unbelievable. I think everybody's getting frustrated, and that event has now been moved.
That is correct, Clayne. Yeah, and really a no-win situation for the day that it was scheduled, which was June 19th. I think there was probably enough rain that having the race that day was going to be difficult, maybe not impossible, but probably difficult. But with the forecast being 50-60% chance of rain throughout the day, it's hard to get fans and drivers to go, and understand completely why. It's not a cheap enterprise anymore. So the decision was made to move it to Tuesday, July 10th. Same program, same start times, same everything, same schedule. Be $2,500 to win for the Max Shield Seed Northern Sport Mod Nationals, $300 to start for the Sport Mod A-Main, and also don't want to lose sight that the IMC Modifieds on July 10th in the companion part of Sport Mod Nationals are going to pay $1,000 to win, and maybe just as important or more important, it's a Weir's Machine Ash at the Clash qualifier, so the winner in the Modifieds that night will qualify themselves to compete at Deer Creek during the annual Harris Clash event that's going to be moving, obviously, up to Deer Creek, and we're excited about it, and they'll be in the Ash at the Clash.
Another really cool event that you have coming up at the museum is the annual Founders Day Denny Garber's Memorial Cruise-In on Saturday, July 14th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And me and you and your dad and Gary Shumsky were just at Denny Garber's Celebration of Life ceremony in Fairmont last Saturday morning, and he was a very dedicated person to the museum down there. What a great guy, a wealth of knowledge, and he's going to be sorely missed.
Well, I couldn't say it any better, Clayne. I was grateful for the huge turnout to honor Denny. It was easy to see that he touched the lives of so many people, and it's our pleasure, certainly our honor. Founders Day in Algona is one of the summer celebrations that goes on in this community. And a year ago, the annual Founders Day Cruise-In, the daughter show, was moved here to the fairgrounds and right next to the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum. So, yeah, we appreciate you helping get the word out. This year's event, named in memory of Denny Garber's, Saturday, July 14th. Starts at 10, goes till about 4 in the afternoon. It's right here on the fairgrounds, and it's on the seedy side of the fairgrounds. Most of the area that the cars and anything else that wants to be displayed for the cruise-in is mostly in the shade, so it's usually a very pleasant afternoon. It's free to the public, free to enter. It's just a fun day to show off great automobiles and tractors and motorcycles that people want to display. We don't worry about judging anything or worrying about trophies and presentations. It's all about having a fun day here at the museum, a fun day looking at the great cars that show up and honoring Denny.
Another event that's coming up that I know people want plenty of time to prepare for, because everybody has those parts or vehicles that they want to sell tucked away. This is a swap meet on Sunday, September 9th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Kossuth County Fairgrounds. And this is really cool because we know so many people that are working on projects, and the museum's currently working on restoring a very significant sprint car to put on the floor of the museum. So searching for parts is a lot of fun.
Well, it certainly is, and you know, it's really kind of a garage sale on steroids, and a garage sale that most guys really like to go to. So, yeah, Denny Garber's Memorial Swap Meet, this was his idea, and we're looking forward to seeing it through. It'll be a fundraiser for the museum. And as you said, it's on Sunday, September 9th. It starts at 7. It's right here on the fairgrounds, right next to the museum. To attend the swap meet, all it costs $5, and that includes admission to the museum, so you can attend the swap meet and go to the museum for $5. Everything is outside spaces. We got a car corral that if you get a car, truck, tractor, ATV, whatever it might be, it's $10 for each vehicle that's for sale. Economical, and like I said, be a great fundraiser here for the museum as well.
Chad, thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show, and thank you for everything you do preserving racing history and all of the current stuff out at the racetracks.
It's a labor of love, equal parts labor and love, as you well know. But we're grateful for all the support we get from Southern Minnesota, and that certainly includes your area as well. We're very appreciative of what you guys do too.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your 2- and 4-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the 2-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-sef.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual 5-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Aaron Betts. And Friday night, June 29th, it's going to be the annual Salute to Ag at the Murray County Speedway in Slayton. And Aaron, what can fans expect to see that are coming out to the race?
Well, first of all, they'll get free admission into the grandstands, which is paid for by our Murray County corn and soybean growers, Murray County Pork Producers, the Murray County Dairy Association, Compeer Financial, High Water Ethanol, and Cooner Seed Center.
That is really cool that all of those groups can come together and provide free admission.
Yes, it's a good deal. We had a president probably about 8 years ago that started this, and it's just gotten bigger. Last year was our biggest fan attendance that we've had.
I know from other tracks that have done similar events, you get people out for the first time, get them exposed to racing, the family atmosphere. Hey, you can get great food at the racetrack, have a great night out under the stars in Minnesota in the summertime. It's just an all-around family atmosphere.
That it is. This year we are doing something a little different to start the night. Of course, we always have the national anthem, but we are going to have full color guard this year. Our local VFW post is putting that on. And then we also have the hot rod vintage cars will be coming to race with us with all of our regular classes.
And for fans coming out to the event on Friday night, June 29th, what will they see for classes at Maury County Speedway?
You'll see our MCRA pickup class, IMCA compacts, hobbies, sport mods, stock cars, A-mods, and then the hot rod vintage racing series.
For fans that have never been to Maury County Speedway, if they want to find out information on the track, directions to the track, what's the best way to do that?
They can look on Facebook at our Maury County Speedway page, or you can go to murraycountyspeedway.net is our website.
Will you be racing that night, Aaron?
No, I don't race anymore. I am the head flagman as well as the president of the track.
So you keep busy enough without driving a car, too?
Oh, yes, I am really busy.
Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, and we hope to see everyone there.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Extreme powder coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. And as always, I'm joined by Andy. And Andy, I'm sure this is a question everybody listening would like to ask you. Research and development. You have a state-of-the-art greenhouse and research farm. And before I use a product, I want to make sure it's going to work.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's one of the things too, before Agnition creates or sells products, we want to make sure that it's going to work as well. So that's an area that we've invested pretty significantly on, is making sure that we can create products that perform consistently for our customers.
I've been out to your facility before, and I can't remember when I was out there how many people with PhDs, Ryan said, work at your facility, but these are very knowledgeable people that are working and developing these products for Agnition.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, several PhDs and master's degrees that help us out, but also a lot of folks that have their feet on the ground and understand how the products need to be used and work so that we can create innovative solutions that are also easy to implement into farmers' practices.
Being on radio, we can't show people pictures. So what does your research farm look like, and what does your greenhouse look like?
Sure. Well, we've got a state-of-the-art greenhouse actually located in Ballenton, Minnesota. And really, that's the area where we test our concepts out. You know, we start with components that we're interested in, including our products, and we look at the performance of those components individually in a state-of-the-art greenhouse, where our goal is to give every plant the exact same access to light, water, and conditions so that we can measure the plant's preference to various active ingredients. And that's the process that we use to ultimately build the components that we make our products out of.
And your research farm, where is that located, and how do you determine soil difference from that part of the state to where other growers might be purchasing your products?
Sure, that's a great question. We've actually got four different locations of research farms that we use in the Ballatin, Minnesota area, southwestern Minnesota, where we use to take our products and put them into replicated commercial conditions. So on our research farms, we don't use small plots. We use long replicated strips. So we go to at least a 400-foot strip with comparisons on each side of every strip. So we've got bracketed checks because we believe because of the soil conditions that change and the changing of just production practices that we want to be able to compare everything to something right next to it in its field and not something across the field as a comparison. So we do that throughout southwestern Minnesota as we build our products and come up with new products. And then as we validate the products, we have a program where across the entire grain belt we follow farmers' trials to show and validate how we perform in various conditions across the corn belt.
Andy, if they'd like to find out more about Agnition, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Check us out on the website at agnition.com or go out to the Dirt Show website. There's an Agnition banner there, and we've still got that free offer going. It's not too late to get some products out yet this year to evaluate, and we'll give you a free jackknife if you come out and want to learn more about our products. So check out the banner ad on the Dirt Show and click that for your offer.
Andy, thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Thanks a lot, Clint.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our Auto Clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa was racing last Thursday night, June 14th, in the A-Modified A-Main. Rob Hughes over Nick Meyer. In the B-Modifieds, George Nordman over Matthew Loaf. In the Hobby Stocks, Dylan Nelson over Cody Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Jay DeVries, and in the Stock Cars, Calvin Lang over Chad Palmer. KRA Speedway in Wilmer, Minnesota was also racing last Thursday night, June 14th. In the A-Modifieds, Dave Kane over Eric Martini. In the B-Modified A-Main, Wayne Scandellian over Shane Howell. In the Mod 4 feature, Tyler Larson over Robert Holdquist. In the Pier Stocks, Austin Bauman over Taylor Gerberich. In the Sport Compacts, Matthew Dittman over Justin Skalitsky. In the Street Stocks, Justin Taman over Justin Vogel. And in the Superstock A-Main, Sean Fernks over Jeff Krause. Friday night, June 15th, they were racing at I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, in the A-Modified A-Main. Dave Kane over Brady Gertis. In the B-Modifieds, Reese Stenberg over Blake Bolson. In the Dirt Late Models, Cole Schill over Casey Meyer. In the Economy Late Models, Ben Walden over Ryan Mickelson. In the Hornets, Matt Peterson over Randy Thompson. And in the Street Stock A-Main, Brian Crandall over Ryan Sater. Friday night, June 15th, they were also racing at Granite City Speedway in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. In the A-Modified A-Main, Eric Martini over Danny Vang. In the B-Modified, Shane Howell over Ashton Schulte. In the Mod 4s, Justin Pagones over Dean Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Corey Merworth. And in the Superstock A-Main, Dave Moss over Dexton Koch. Fairmont Raceway in Fairmont, Minnesota was also racing last Friday night, June 15th, in the Stock Car A-Main, Derek Green over Jeffrey Larson. In the Sport Mods, Carter Shumsky over Kyle Stuber. In the modifieds, Brandon Beckendorf over Jay Noteboom. In the hobby stock A-main, Malik Sampson over Justin Lunenberg. And in the sport compact feature, Corey Peters over Austin Friedrich. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, June 15th, in the IMCA Modified A-Main, Ryan Reuter over Jeremy Mills. In the Sport Mod A-Main, Jared Baumeister over Nate Choder. In the IMCA Stock Car feature, Scott Davis over Heath Tulp. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Blaine Hansen over Brandon Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, it was Oliver Monson over Jacob Techney. And in the Outlaw Mini Mods, Logan Brown over Josh Ruby. The Jackson Motorplex in Jackson, Minnesota was also racing on Friday night, June 15th. In the 360 Wing Sprint Cars, Jack Dover over Ryan Bickett. In the 305 Wing Sprint Cars, Nate Aiken over Elliot Amdahl. And in the 360 non-wing traditional sprint cars, Clinton Bruns over Neil Matuska. Last Saturday night, June 16th, they were racing at the sprint car capital of the world, Knoxville Raceway in Knoxville, Iowa. In the wing 410 sprint car feature, Brian Brown taking feature win number 5 of the season over Davey Heskins. In the 360 wing sprint car A-Main, Mason Daniel over Nate Van Haften. And in the 305 wing sprint car A-Main, Eric Bridger over Ryan Levette. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 16th. In the A-Modifieds, Brian Haben over Jason Good. In the B-Modified feature, Darren Engesser over Jason Anderson. In the Economy Late Models, DJ Tesh over Chad Wilmont. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Noah Nelson. In the Stock Cars, Josh Good over Austin Bauman. In the Street Stocks, Kyle Dykoff over Eric Riley. And in the Super Stock A-Main, Sean Fernks over Andrew Hedke. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, June 16th, in the USRA Modified A-Main. Corey Crasper over Jacob Bleese. In the Super Stock A-Main, Dave Moss over Jeff Brower. In the Street Stocks, Nick Schwabach over Corey Adams. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Zach Benson over Ryan Wettstein. In the USRA B-Mods, Parker Hale over Nick Wagner. And in the Slingshot features, Colby Wagner and Joe Chisholm both taking checkered flags. Last Saturday night, June 16th, they were racing at Viking Speedway in Alexandria. In the Modified 20-lap A-Main, Jason Thonez over Brady Gertis. In the B-Modified A-Main, Brock Growald over Nick Bruder. In the Super Late Models, Travis Sir over Ryan Sater. In the Pierce Stock A-Main, Megan Blumgren over Jesse Waldorf. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel. And in the Super Stock A-Main, Tim Johnson over Matt Miller. On Father's Day evening, we went to Mason City Motor Speedway in Mason City, Iowa. Looked like it was going to be a beautiful evening for racing. A lot of great cars in the stock car and sport mod division. They were able to get in the USRA hobby stock feature, flag to flag, won by Dustin Gulbranson over Chance Halatz. And then the rains came, so the other three features are postponed until Sunday, July 15th. There are going to be some great features to see.
This is Mark at Craige Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craige Ford Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.